Hill, Marv. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Dr. Wright. You're the foremost authority on vitamin D and A. And,
well, I'm not sure of that, sir, but I do know a little bit.
Yeah, I discovered something by the way of Life Extension. I was ordering their, it's called a Life Extension Mix, which has everything under the sun, and it's a vitamin for, it's a vitamin formula. And in that, in the literature, the, what I was reading about that, what they said is that they had taken out of that formula preformed vitamin A, and instead they have put, forget the amount, but the beta carotene in there, because what they said is that preformed vitamin A seems to interfere with the benefits of vitamin D. And that's kind of shocking to me, you know, or a little bit disturbing, because I use the emulsified vitamin A and D from, forget the manufacturer, but you know which one I'm talking about, that in together. I just put the drops on my palm, and then I put it on my, under my tongue, both of them together, 50,000 of A and about 10,000 of D. And so my levels are good. My vitamin D levels are like 83.
Good for you.
Which is good. But I guess my question is, I've never heard about that before, and you've certainly never mentioned that before, that that vitamin A interferes with the benefits of vitamin D.
Life Extension is usually reliable. However, I'm not going to believe in that one until I go look up whatever issue they put that in and go look up the footnotes, because, like you, I have never, ever seen anything in any research papers showing that. And as you've heard, I do go through a heck of a lot of research papers. Now, I've got to admit, folks, sometimes I don't read the whole blinking paper, but I do read the abstract, and then if it's interesting, I read the whole thing. And the abstract always tells you in summary what the findings are. And as I say, I've never seen that, sir. So don't like that idea for another reason. As we get older, there's actually a paper published on this by Laura Pizzarno. As we get older, our bodies are less and less good at activating the beta carotene into vitamin A. That's just another thing that happens with time. So the older we are, the more we need preformed vitamin A, just because of that thing that happens to us all with time. And I'll shut up after this. I work with a lot of folks, I really do, who take 50,000 units of vitamin A a day, and in the neighborhood of 4,000 to 6,000 to 7,000 units of vitamin D a day. They check their blood test to make sure they're not overdoing the vitamin D. And they've been doing that for years. Why? Well, back in the early days of this radio program, I mentioned that when those two are done together, the incidence of colds and flus goes way down. And that's why everybody tells me, oh, I just don't get sick near as much. Yeah, maybe every once in a while, but not near as much since I've been doing that extra vitamin A and vitamin D. So,
yeah, no doubt. I mean, I've been following that, your recommendations, and I do monitor my blood levels of vitamin D, which have always been in the tropical optimal, that you like to call it.
Yep.
But nevertheless, when I see something from Life Extension that put out there in the literature regarding a certain product, I found it kind of,
yeah,
that they would
you,
put
sir.
That statement out there is kind of, it just caught my eye. I mean, going, what is that all about?
If you can find a footnote on that, because Life Extension is usually pretty good about footnotes. If you can find a footnote, well, just cut and paste and send it to Tomo Clinic to my attention, and I'll be happy to look through it and mention it at whatever I think of it on another program. So hopefully they did put a footnote. If they didn't, then that's not responsible.
Well, what I'm going to do, because I talk to them all the time because I buy a lot of their products, and I'm going to bring this up. Actually, I brought your name up in conversation with Life Extension before, and they know who you are. So I'm just going to mention that there seems to be some difference of opinion about that statement in their vitamin formula. And where did you get that from?
Thank you, sir, because we can all stand to lose things. Excuse me, I said the wrong thing. We can all stand to learn something every day. So if they can provide some material that we can all look at, that'd be cool.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome, and thanks for getting on that one.